Yesterday I was learning the daily portion of Chumash with Rashi, and I noticed a Rashi that I had never really noticed before. I mean, I've gone through Chumash and Rashi many, many times over the years, so I've learned this Rashi, obviously, but I never really paid attention to it before, and it's really like the sages say, that when it comes to learning Torah, you could learn the same thing again and again, and each time it has a new flavor, a new taste. And I really experienced this yesterday because I saw this Rashi, I learned this Rashi, and I couldn't get over it. Like, it just hit me what Rashi is saying, the deeper meaning of what Rashi is saying. And to be honest, I never heard anyone really speak about it before. I actually did a search on the computer to see if anyone else talks about this Rashi, and not too many. I mean, I did with Eitzer Chachma search, which is searching in 52,000 Svarim books, and only a couple of Svarim mentioned this Rashi. I only found the idea that I saw from Rashi, similar to what I said. I found out Rabbi Chatzkel Sarna, the Mashgiach of Chevron, and the Pnei Menachem, the Ge'er Rebbe, say similar to what I was thinking from the Rashi. The Rashi is in Pasuk Chav Beis, Verse 22, where Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking about how the Jews wanted to send the spies. The story that they wanted to send the spies to scout out the land. And not only to scout out the land, but they wanted to send the spies to know what was the best way to get into the land. So the Torah says that they wanted that the Meraglim should come back. They will search out the land, bring us back word by which route we shall go up. Haderech HaShanalaba. By which route shall we go up? Which road should we take? What's the direction? They didn't have Waze back then or GPSs, if you remember those crazy days of maps and AAA and stuff. So they needed to send spies. Which route should they take? Says Rashi on those words, by which route we shall go up. Ein derech she'ein ba akmimus. There is no path. There is no road that doesn't have a crooked portion. Which obviously, the simple meaning of the Rashi is that Rashi is saying that every road that there is, every path, every way that you could possibly travel is going to have some crooked portion, because there's no such thing as a road without some crooked portion, without some confusing, intimidating, anxiety-causing, not straight part. So they want to know which road has the least crooked parts. Which is the best one to take? They're all going to be a little crooked. They're all going to have some obstacles. So which is the best one to choose? But it mamish hit me in the eyes, what Rashi is saying, this unbelievable life lesson that Rashi's saying. Ein derech she'ein bak mimus. There's never a path you will travel in life that doesn't have a crooked portion, that won't have bumps, that won't have forks in the road, that won't have difficulties. No such thing as such a derech. And being that Rashi doesn't usually speak in the language of self-development and or coaching, as they like to call it today, I was very excited to see this words from Rashi. I had never really paid attention to them before. We have to know in life there's no road without a crooked portion. So I looked it up, if anyone says anything. So Rabbi Chatzkel Sarna and the Pnei Menachem, the Ge'er Rebbe, say a musari knech. I think there are three ways of understanding this Rashi. Three messages you could get from this Rashi. So Rabbi Chatzkel Sarna and Pnei Menachem say a musari type of way, like it's a warning. That Rashi's saying a warning to you. Big red letters, neon flashing letters. Whatever path you're on, warning. There is no road without a crooked portion. Be careful. No matter how straight and narrow might seem to you the path you're on, no matter how sure of yourself you might be, even if you're sure you're on the right path, and even if you're one of those people who personally I find extremely distasteful that are smug and self-righteous, and are sure that you have the ultimate truth and you're on that path, there's no such thing as a road, a path, a derech without a crooked portion. You have to be careful. Be careful. That's like a musari type of warning thing that the Chatzkel Sarna and Pnei Menachem say. But I took from it two other ways of reading the Rashi. First of all, Rashi, I think, is saying an extraordinary chizuk. He's giving you a chizuk, an assurance, an inspiration. Rashi's saying to you that even if you failed in life many times, even if you've fallen, you've gotten lost many times, that doesn't mean that you're not on a path. It doesn't mean if you're trying sincerely to get on a path to Hashem and you keep falling and things keep not working out. Rashi says that's normal. It's normal. There's no such thing as a road without a crooked portion. So it's okay that you've forblunged the abyssal, you got lost a little. That's life. That's what any road is going to have, its crooked portion. Of course, we have to do our best to try to scout out the best road that we could know. But every road is going to have twists and turns. And as much as we try to plot out our course, we will find ourselves in the course of life on a crooked road. There are going to be bumps along the way. And as much as you try to, like Frank Sinatra said, to plan each charted course, each careful step along the byway, you will have regrets. You will have a few, but hopefully too few to mention. It doesn't mean you're not on a path. It doesn't mean you're not on a path. Every path has crooked points. Whether it comes to Judaism and Torah, or starting a business, or starting a relationship, or wherever it is, Rashi's telling you, if you have crooked places, crooked parts, don't worry, you're still on a path. But then I think that there's a third way of reading this Rashi. And the third way of possibly reading the Rashi is that Rashi's encouraging you for those people that are afraid to get on a path. There are those people that are scared to even get on a road. People are so full of fear, they're afraid to start moving, to even try moving until they could find exactly what's the straight, narrow, smooth road. Unless I know exactly how to embark upon my journey, I don't want to get on it. I'm scared to get on the journey. At those times, it's worth remembering the unbelievably monumental words of that towering figure of ecological poetry and philosophy, Pocahontas. How high does the sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. If you don't get on the road, if you cut down the opportunities and the chances you have to start, you'll never know how high the sycamore could grow. You'll never know how far you could go, how high you could grow. You'll also never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, which I'm sure that's okay. I never really felt that as a problem. But you'll never know how far you could grow if you don't get on the road. So Rashi's saying, don't wait. Don't keep pushing it off till you know exactly how to go. Just get moving. Get on it. Get on the road. They're going to be crooked portions. That's how it is. There's an ein derech shein bakamimus. But get on the road anyway. Start traveling. Start growing. And it's very amazing that this Rashi, we always, always read the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. Because seemingly the Tisha B'Av is the ultimate crooked celebration of all the crooked and horrible roads the Jewish people have been on. Rashi says, Azoyiz das, that's how it is. There's no road without crookedness. But we, the Jewish people, are on that road, Takarish Baruch Hu, the road to the Beis HaMikdash. May we finally, all of us, reach our collective and individual destinations today.